This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this Thursday, the third day of December, 2015. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We have the founder of the Weather Channel joining us to discuss the global government carbon tax situation being pushed in Paris, France. John Coleman will be joining us. Joe Biggs will be joining us from the road with our crew detailing the American caliphate. And I got to talk to a state police counterterrorism person with Homeland Security last night about my reporters going out to one of these Islamic centers out in the middle of nowhere with barbed wire fences around it and just talking to the folks at the front guard shack. And we've got footage of all of that coming up as well. Now, that said, as soon as I heard about the tragic events in San Bernardino that started right as the show was basically ending yesterday, right as all of this was going on, I heard it was a husband and wife shooter, and then it was some type of Christmas party. And then as soon as we heard that it was Arabic surnames and that the wife had just been back from Saudi Arabia, had been brought over from Saudi Arabia, we said, clearly, this looks like a terror attack. The media has been desperately trying to spin this and say that this is not a terror attack. And they also, right up front, and Paul Watson's written articles about this for Infowars.com, tried to blame the libertarians or the right wing for what reportedly Saeed Farouk and his wife did. And I was talking a few days ago about political correctness where people won't even report crimes that are being committed by any, quote, protected group, black, Arabic, female, you name it. The left will not do it. Of course, they died in a big shootout with the police. We have some of that footage we can roll in the background with some of the audio as I speak here. But neighborhood and neighbor didn't report San Bernardino shooter over fears of being called racist. Political correctness stopped woman from alerting authorities over suspicious activity. So, yeah, let's go ahead and roll this audio. So they end up running off.
Where they going?
To Saudi Arabia, coming back.
They're after that guy. They're after that guy.
Few months later, and killing
gunshots.
What is it, 13 or 14 people now? The numbers have been changing and wounding a whole bunch of others. So this isn't the San Bernardino, Californian version of Paris, because they're just not going to say it's that. Just like Major Hassan, in contact with Al-Qaeda for 2 years on record, congressional hearings, attacks and kills, 14 people again, and it's not called Islamic terror. And neither were the attacks on the Marine Corps, Army, Navy recruiting centers. None of these attacks are. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, I guess you can say that Syria, well, Obama won't say Syria and the radical jihadists that are there are radical Islamists. He won't even say Al-Qaeda or ISIS or al-Nusra is Islamic. In fact, they come out and said they're not Islamic. And they've also, I guess, said that 2 + 2 = 5, and you can keep your doctor and you didn't build your business, and they're not coming after your guns either. So we have this wall. We have this wall of garbage taking place, and then dovetailing the big Donald Trump interview that is in over 1,600 newspapers in the U.S. You go to Google News, type in Alex Jones, Donald Trump, you get 1,600 plus stories in one category, then there's two other ones of several hundred. It's over 2,000 stories when I checked a few hours ago. CNN, ABC News, all of it demonizing Donald Trump for coming on. He knew that would happen. And then they just misrepresent what I've said, what I do. They go, Jones believes Trump went on a show where the host believes Obama sent a tornado to Oklahoma. When I told a caller I didn't think it was weather weapons. See, this is how they misrepresent. This is how they deceive.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWarsSelect. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Thursday, already the third day of December, 2015. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We have the founder of the Weather Channel, who's been an outspoken critic of anthropogenic man-made global warming, joining us. He, of course, has been proven correct with that. They admit it's not global warming now or global freezing. It's global climate change, period. You've got to pay the UN, the IMF, the World Bank, Al Gore, Prince Charles, and others, George Soros, Ted Turner, Bill Clinton. You've got to pay Barack Obama. He's part of the carbon exchange in Chicago, big investor. You have to be let into the club. And you've got to pay them money for everything you do in your life, and or you're basically a horrible earth killer. And so he will be joining us, obviously, for about 30 minutes coming up in the second hour to talk about that. We have Joe Biggs joining us from an undisclosed location. was he in upstate New York yesterday going to these different Islamic training centers. And I got a call, he got a call last night from the one of the heads of the counterterrorism task force with Homeland Security because, well, we were there investigating. So that is all coming up. They're going to be traveling around the country showing this radicalization, showing some of these reported hot spots where this reported radicalization, reported training's going on. We're sure that's not true at some locations, maybe true at others. We're investigating. And we're not planning to attack the poor little Muslims. That's basically what we were being asked by the state police, who were with Homeland Security. And I said, well, did the people say Biggs or anybody threatened them? No, they just got scared after they left. And so we're just here. And then, of course, they knew how to call Biggs. They knew how to call Josh's phones without having their phone numbers. That's Homeland Security for you. Oh, but they let 154 illegals in last week out of Mexico that land in New York and don't even look at their passports. That's CBS News. CBS News. But don't you worry. Joe Biggs and Josh Owens and Michael Zimmerman, oh, they have all their info. In fact, they knew right where they were and right what they were doing with all the spy gadgets and the threat fusion centers and all the rest of it. Got to keep your eyes on people with no criminal records that are patriots. And you know, the state police guy was somewhat nice and pretty much apologetic about it. But this is what this government's been turned into. Now, as soon as I heard, as the show was ending yesterday, that a husband and wife team had gone into basically a Christmas party at a health department facility for mentally disabled, this guy was, you know, environmental sciences enforcer or whatever. You know, they churn these degrees out. And he'd gone and got his wife in Saudi Arabia recently, come back, this Saeed Farouk. And as soon as Paul Watson called me about 4 o'clock and he said, nobody's reporting this, but it's Saeed Farouk. And it looks like a Arabic/Islamic name. He was looking him up. It looks like he's Islamic. And I said, of course it probably is. He said, can I go with it? And I said, yeah. You know, ask the question, is it Islamic terror? You can go to drudgereport.com and see the headline there from the New York Post. And it basically says the same thing. Muslim killers, terror-eyed as couple slaughters 14 in California. You better believe and know that if it was a registered Republican that had done this, you'd be hearing white Christian Republican or black Christian Republican did this. But statistically, you don't see Christian Republicans or libertarians or constitutionalists or veterans engaging in a lot of crime. Lowest crime rates across the board. It's just a FBI statistics fact. But that doesn't seem to matter because last night, CNN, all of them were saying, too early to tell. Can't say it's Islamic. Can't say it was terror related. But today they're being forced to say, okay, maybe it's terror related or maybe they're mentally ill. They tried to spin it too. Oh, part of the health department deals with mental health. And of course, a whole bunch of other departments in it. But maybe it's mentally ill people. And then Democrats came out and did prayer shaming. That story's up on Infowars.com and said, how dare you put out prayers on Twitter for the families. Do something, ban the guns. The guns are banned in Syria, and that just let Al-Qaeda come in and murder everybody because they had guns. The guns are pretty much banned in places like Paris, and they went and killed an unarmed crowd. And now under political correctness, they admit that it was known that something was being planned and that nothing was done. Remember, for 4 years, they said, until a couple years ago, that the Fort Hood shooter, Hassan, who killed 14 people, Major Hassan, wounded scores of others, was not an Islamic terrorist. When he was in direct communication with the leaders of Al-Qaeda and the CIA wanted it classified, but Congress had hearings and admitted it. For 2 years, he was protected at that base while communicating with the number two guy in Al-Qaeda. Look it up. And then he was allowed to run around and murder whoever he wants. There's the headline. Pentagon will not label Fort Hood shooting a terror attack. And that's exactly what they said about the Army, Navy, Marine Corps shoot-ups that have happened, the military bases that have been attacked, you name it. Truly, absolutely, over the top, Soviet-level brainwashing in this country. I mean, it's beyond even photoshopping people out of photos. Things that the Soviets would do with an old-fashioned airbrush. Now, we sit back, we look at this. There's so many stories within this story. They're bringing in record numbers of these people. A global Sunni caliphate jihad has been declared against Shiites, against Christians, against Jews, against agnostics, against animists, against Buddhists, against Hindus, against everybody but the Sunnis. Now, most Sunnis, and I've looked at the demographics, don't want to be radical. And they get henpecked and attacked and religious policed. They get gone after by the radical sect at the center of Sunni Islamic religion that is the group that controls and dominates Mecca, and that is the literal bandits of the House of Saud, who were just a small bandit clan that would rob the caravans and control the entrance into Mecca and Medina. And that's all they are. And they are the absolute most crazed, murderous cult you can imagine. And that's who Al-Qaeda and Al-Nusra and all these people are. That's who they are. And they're the enemy. And you watch. It's going to come out this guy's connected to ISIS. It's going to come out he's a sympathizer. It's going to come out he's a Wahhabist. His wife came from Saudi Arabia a few months ago. He went over there and got his bride. And this country let him bring his bride into this country so they could go into a Christmas party and kill a bunch of liberal Americans. See, San Bernardino, you bent over to all of this. You were politically correct. You flagellated yourself figuratively with bullwhips. And now Saeed Farouk and Tashin Malik had an IED factory in their home. We just learned minutes ago as the police finally got into the house and were able to secure it. Oh, is it terrorism now? And you watch, they're going to use these attacks that are already going on to set up armored vehicles, checkpoints, police states, all these systems that they claim are going to be to protect us, and then it's going to be used against the gun owners, the veterans, the Tea Party, and the Patriots. And you say, well, the cops won't do that. Oh, yeah, they're going to be wearing body cams. They're going to be ordered with earpieces like robots to follow the exact orders of the social engineers and the Homeland Security leftists back at the threat fusion centers. Because it's true that the police and military know about this fraud and are upset about it. The problem is they're being globalized and federalized where they don't have any capability to make decisions based on the facts they see moment to moment and to have that discretion. They're no longer police officers. They're now robots. They're now biological androids when they follow these orders. And that's why they're sending in the thought police and the Black Lives Matter and the George Soros garbage and all the rest of it right now. They're doing all of this right now because they're about to overthrow local governments through political correctness and bring their globalization and control in. Now, we do have clips of Donald Trump coming up, some of the highlights from the broadcast yesterday, and the Donald Trump story is basically the same as this story. The mainstream dinosaur media trying to spin that this is an Islamic terror and it being so obvious it's blowing up in their face, and Donald Trump coming on and the media not responding to anything he said, other than the fact that he said, I've got a lot of credibility and a good reputation with people he respects. Wonder who he's talking about. The point is, they then misrepresent in all these articles, over 2,000 of them. Look at this Vanity Fair. It's the perfect example of deception. They twist and misrepresent more than 10 things that I supposedly believe. They say, I believe there was no moon landing. Everyone knows I had to tell that I believe there was a moon landing, and there's also a larger secret space program they admit's going on. I've been criticized for saying the moon landings I believe were real. They don't even show where I said that. They just lie. That's what they do.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardanger.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
Something just happened that has explained why survival food is literally flying off the shelves and is sold out in many areas of the country. It caught me totally by surprise, and it involves FEMA. I couldn't believe FEMA tried this until I saw proof. Revealing their secret could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Watch the viral video at FEMA3.com before it disappears again. But be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is, they must know something we don't. Go to FEMA3.com to see the number one item you should be hoarding and why supplies of this critical item are so low or even completely sold out at many stores across America. Don't miss out. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in recent days. Go to FEMA3.com and discover the number one most critical item in a crisis. Watch the shocking video right now at FEMA3.com. Again, that's FEMA3.com.
It seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. We're about to enter the 21st year of the InfoWar.
All those bitter days are past me now. I've got so much more to think about.
Deadlines and commitments.
Deadlines and commitments.
I want to just say something, and I want to give thanks. I was thinking about this morning for the providence and the support that God has given InfoWars. And I want to thank God for the great crew, the great reporters, and the people behind the scenes that make this possible. And you, the viewers and listeners, our affiliates, the station owners, managers, our sponsors, everybody, you have made this operation possible. I get so angry fighting the globalists that I kind of overheat sometimes like a football coach that gets mad on the sidelines, even when you're winning the game, because it just means everything to me. But at least we're awake and trying to do something. I see other people that think this is all a joke, and it makes me think of the passage from the famous song All Along the Watchtower, where Jimi Hendrix says, "There are many here among us who think that life is but a joke. But you and I, we've been through that. This is not our fate. So let us stop talking falsely now, because the hour is getting late." And that's why Donald Trump came on this show, was to be radical, was to get in the face of the system, was to have them come out and attack him as a 9/11 truther so he can bring up the 28 pages and the rest of it. And they've partially taken the bait, but not completely. And I've had some behind-the-scenes conversations with some of his campaign people, and I've had some short behind-the-scenes conversations with Donald Trump, that if the media knew about those, they'd really be freaking out and running around screaming. So am I 100% sold on Donald Trump? No. I mean, I was 50, 60% for him, you know, months ago, still ambiguous. And but the stuff he's been doing has been so positive. Just the facts he's bringing up are so incendiary to the other side that we have to defend him, because the ideas he's putting out in general are very good. I like Rand Paul. I like Ted Cruz. I like Donald Trump. And then I watched Donald Trump be misrepresented in the media, and I'm going to talk about this later after Joe Biggs leaves us and Paul Watson leaves us. I'm going to have them all on together coming up in the next segment. I see what they do to him. It's what they do to me. I mean, they get on the news and say, Alex Jones is a 9/11 truther. He believes the New York Police Department blew up the towers. That's a quote from Bill O'Reilly and people more than a decade ago. No, I said Saudi Arabia was involved. Our government stood down, bare minimum. The 28 pages now show that. I talked to the top experts involved. I interviewed the police officers that were there that talked about the countdown to blow up Building 7. We don't know exactly what happened, but we're not being given the truth about 9/11. Just like we notice Obama is basically running ISIS right now. This rabbit hole goes deep, people. Why is the government of Europe and the United States bringing in millions of jihadis that just attacked us again out in California, and the media is practicing covering this up and saying, turn our guns in? They said in literally over 100 articles that I had time to even glance at. It's a talking point that Trump goes on man's show who believes the moon landing didn't happen. Whenever they brought up to Al Gore that global warming had stopped 10 years ago in Congress, he said, oh, and you believe the moon landings didn't happen. That is a default statement. Now, I say the moon landings happened, and I detail that. And I get criticized by the people on the other side that think they're fake. Think it's fake if you want. I've done the research. I know it's real. But I certainly don't deserve the media, without a link of where I said it, saying the moon landings didn't happen. But see, that's how they deceive their audiences, and that's why they're losing credibility. Paul, we're going to break in a moment, but getting back to this Saeed Farouk and his wife from Saudi Arabia, man, they're really trying to spin this and say it's not Islamic terror, but now they found IEDs, improvised explosive devices, at their house. Can Obama handle this? Will he be able to spin this?
Well, they basically found a bomb factory in the guy's house. Of course, he had pipe bombs, body armor, GoPro cameras strapped to his body, along with his jihadist wife.
This is totally premeditated, total terrorism.
Yeah, but Obama's still out saying it could, you know, it could be workplace grievance. They could have had a little argument that just got out of control, which ended up in him massacring 14 people, wounding, you know, over a dozen others. And even CNN right now is still reporting that law enforcement sources say it could still be a workplace grievance, because that's what you do when you have a little tiff, a little argument with somebody at work. You go back home, get bombs and AK-47s and start massacring them. I mean, that's what any normal person would do, right?
And Paul, come back and talk more about this with Joe Biggs from an undisclosed location in New York. that Homeland Security basically come after them for daring to go show some of the little Islamo palaces that are being set up. We'll be back. Stay there. Paul Joseph Watson.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
2 a.m. It's actually 11:33:25 Central Standard Time. I'm coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas and what's left of the former United States Republic, now pretty much controlled and occupied by the globalists. They're in a mop-up operation, federalizing local police and governments right now. The feds themselves are run by offshore corporations that are above the law, tax-exempt. Joe Biggs joins us from an undisclosed location here in a moment in upstate New York. And we're not being dramatic about this. He got a call, I got a call by the Joint Terrorism Task Force, one of the head guys. I've got his name right here on my phone. Wanting to know why they were up at this Islamicist center, one of the more famous ones. And we explained, well, just like we said on air, we're investigating the American Caliphate. We're going to be all over the United States. Well, we just wanted to make sure because, you know, after what just happened with this shooting in California, that this isn't some type of response up here by you, and obviously we understand that that's not what you're planning. And I just said, I'm actually talking to a state police guy, senior, halfway asking us if we're planning violence. It's ridiculous. But this is how they turn it around. And this is the culture that gets pushed now. Can you imagine if a Christian or a conservative or a libertarian or a veteran had just killed 14 people at a Christmas party in San Bernardino, California? This last guy was a cross-dressing mental patient with sex crime background who was a Democrat. It's all come out now. But it didn't matter. The first 2 days, they said he was a Republican. And just statistically, just like Senator Cruz said a few days ago, you can say what you want about conservatives, libertarians, Republicans, veterans. They have the lowest crime rate statistically there is. It's fact. Black Republicans have the lowest crime rate in a racial spread of blacks. White Republicans have the lowest crime rate in a racial spread of whites. Asian Republicans have the lowest crime rate in a racial spread of Asians. Hispanics, same deal. It is a fact. It is a unequivocal fact by giant margins. And you people try to continue to act like veterans, gun owners, conservatives, Christians, libertarians, constitutionalists, red-blooded Americans are the problem, and we're terrorists, and we're going to kill everybody, and all you got to point to is Oklahoma City that was as phony as the $3 bill. That's one thing Vanity Fair, CNN, and literally 2,000-plus publications got right was when they said, an Oklahoma City truther. Donald Trump comes on Oklahoma City Truthers show. Yeah, you're right. I've interviewed the police officers, the witnesses, the general that exposed it all. I've got the hotel receipts. WorldNet Daily got them. L.A. Times interviewed the FBI agents that blew the whistle about all the other guys that were with McVeigh. But they were federal agents, folks. CIA, FBI, ATF, and German intelligence. And the FBI guys came out and were in the L.A. Times talking about this. I mean, I've just done my research. But they know the public's interest. And they go, there were no Muslims celebrating. Donald Trump is a liar. In fact, they're even saying now at two different soccer games that no one yelled Allah Akbar as an insult during the minute of silence for the French attacks. And, of course, it was. And so we're going to now go to Joe Biggs, and Paul Joseph Watson is going to be coming back with us some as well. Joe is in the snow out there right now. We'll be coming back to Paul Watson in a moment. And we're in undisclosed locations because we've got Homeland Security, the state police, and we've got these different training centers. We don't want folks to know where we're at, where we're going to be going next. Joe Biggs, tell folks about the last 48 hours, what you've witnessed, what's happened as you stand out in a field in the snow.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, the government knows that there's these sleeper cells all over the country, and yet they can never find them until after an attack happens. Yet Josh and I go to Islamburg. I give my name only and number at the gate so I can be reached and contacted by their, you know, PR guy. And you've got this terrorism task force guy calling me. Then you've got him calling Josh. How did you even know Josh was there? I've never even mentioned his name on this trip. And the state police guy with the terrorism task force goes, hey, don't worry about it. We have this kind of technology. I can't tell you what it is, but we know everything you're doing. So you're meaning to tell me that you can't find these people before they do this stuff, which shows me that you're allowing it to happen. You know, the attack yesterday in San Bernardino, they're saying that there was a spur-of-the-moment thing because of a dispute at a party. I'm sorry. You don't have pipe bombs and all these guns with a dispute at a party. That's completely and totally
premeditated. When you got blown up twice in armored vehicles in Iraq and Afghanistan, was that about disputes at parties when they were firing RPGs at you?
Negative.
Oh.
I mean, that's that is a premeditated thing. You know, and the fact that the mainstream media is coming out and using this new term, assault clothing. What is assault clothing, Alex? I've never heard of that in my entire life.
Well, they're spinning it like he was just into assault clothing. Nothing was planned. How are they going to cover up when they've covered up the Marine Corps Center's attacks, the Fort Hood attacks, said that wasn't terrorism? How many more of our own Parises are we going to have that they're going to cover up?
I mean, the interesting thing about yesterday is that social media knew the name of this guy, Saeed Farooq. The whole day, everyone knew that this is who the guy was. Mainstream media didn't even release it last night until about 11:30 p.m. our time over here, because the whole time they were scared to say the name. because they thought it would offend somebody. And immediately after releasing this guy's name, then they bring in this whole Muslim group to speak on Fox and CNN, and, you know, they condemn everything, blah, blah, blah. But I guarantee you, if that was a white guy, they would have been all over that. That would have been terrorism from the get-go. And they would have started condemning white people and saying that Christians are out to kill everybody and we're the actual radicals. We got to take the guns away. I mean, we talk about the government taking the guns away, but they were in full force last night, Alex. I was watching between CNN and Fox and MSNBC in my hotel room. I heard each single channel say that we should take guns away from law-abiding citizens, and then we should destroy all the guns and try to start over again. That's what's happening right now. When you have politicians like Hillary Clinton coming out and immediately, within minutes, using it to push this anti-gun agenda, you know that there's something going on. And especially at the Inland Regional Center, there has been active shooter drills there for the past few months. The nurse that was inside there was filming, going, oh, my God, texting her husband at the same time. Hey, another drill just started, you know, and then 10 minutes into texting, she's telling her husband, oh, I think this is real now. But if you go back and look, they said that 14 people died in those active shooter drills. 14 people died, apparently, in this real incident. So there's something fishy going on. This is one of those that has false flag written all over it, without a doubt.
Yeah, I'm here to tell you, and by false flag, that means they could have known he was going to do it and let him do it, and then they cover up that it's Islamic, turn it around and blame the Second Amendment and George Washington instead of the very people that are doing this, mentally ill, cross-dresser liberals and crazy jihadis. I mean, these are the constituents.
Was already geared up. The SWAT team was already geared up and there within seconds. They were geared up and ready in within seconds. They knew that this was going to happen.
Well, notice it's a Democrat-controlled state, and they want to demonize the Second Amendment.
Hillary Clinton's already coming out saying we need more gun control. I guess she doesn't know much about the state of California, but it has some of the strictest gun control laws there is in the country. I mean, look at the regulations on these long guns, assault rifles that they keep talking
about.
Absolutely. The weapons they found on the suspects were police weapons. Police handguns.
Wow, I didn't know that. I knew that they were military style. You're saying these are guns
The handguns that they use, they said they were the M&P or the Smith & Wesson handguns, police issue. And these guys have ski masks rolling around. That's what they were using.
Oh, my gosh, you mean they had police-issued guns? Whoa.
They're even reporting that. I think it was on NBC that I saw it earlier.
That is insane. What was the headline on that? I want to pull that up. Now, Joe, I want you to continue with your analysis. Also shoot some live feed reports if you'd like for InfoWars.com. But I'm going to go back to Paul Watson here in a moment. But obviously, you're going to be traveling around the country to different sites that are known to have training going on, some of it paramilitary, religious indoctrination, you name it. You described pulling up. You've got footage that will be out soon from your hidden camera to a guard shack, a car blocking the road. And then these are the folks that call the state police on you with Homeland Security who were then tracking everything you did. Did you say anything threatening to these people?
Oh, negative at all. I was very nice. I came over and shook their hand, told them what I was there for. And as I approached the gate, the guy slipped out of the car. You know, I talked to him. I gave him my name and number. And then one vehicle pulled up. Two guys got out. One started walking around me. A guy was questioning me. And then another vehicle came up, and they got out and started looking at me. So they were definitely, you know, out there on heightened alert. You know, there have been reports that they carry a lot of guns around there. So I didn't personally see any guns on anybody, but who's to say what was inside those vehicles?
Well, you know, again, it's okay for them to have guns. We're going to have ours. That's how this isn't going to be where the left just takes our guns but lets their jihadis have them. And people say, oh, the state police got your number from you. No, that was the thing. Well, he must have written Biggs's number down because the number didn't work, so we used our system to get their numbers. And it's like, yes, we know there's a whole NSA tracking grid, stingray systems, integrated systems, where you get all of our data, and the point is, none of it keeps us safe. A plane flew in from California last week with 140-plus illegals on it, into JFK, and they just didn't even check their passports and just let them go. This is a total fraud. This is a setup to allow this to happen and then go after our guns. What else can you report to folks, Joe Biggs?
Well, I mean, obviously, the TSA hasn't stopped anything. They've had these recent polls coming out where there's more weapons, there's more ammunition to get through now with the TSA there than ever before. So this is all complete and total BS. It's all fear-mongering. It's all to get you to take your liberties away while installing this fear in this police state to track your every single movement. That's why they want the driverless car, so they can watch you everywhere you go. You know, people think this, these stingray technologies, you know, are a bunch of, you know, crazy loony stuff. No, I'm telling you, when you're sitting there driving around and two of the guys that are with you, you know, people are calling them, and how do they know that they're even here with me? So there's definitely a lot of stuff going on. The spying is in full effect. They look at us as the number one threat. They look at these Syrian refugees, these people coming over from the other countries, as fine. But it's us. It's me and you, the patriot, the American. We're the ones who are the terrorists. They hate us.
Yeah, and that is the people on top calling the shots. I don't think the state police guy hates us. He seemed pretty nice and somewhat apologetic. But still, it doesn't matter. It's still going on. I mean, they all know who we are. They know we're not going to attack anybody. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, we're just here to expose what's going on and report on the facts, something that the mainstream media is lacking in.
Well, believe me, the police have their hands tied, and they're sick of it as well. That's why people are waking up so fast inside the system, because this is just getting crazy. Okay, Joe, we're going to probably pop in with you again in the fourth hour today of Overdrive. I know you're filing a lot of reports for the Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central, and I know you've got some of that footage we're about to put out and more. You're moving on to your next site, so we won't put out any info on that until you've been there and gotten some reconnaissance legally and lawfully in the area. I know you're also going to be deploying some other legal and lawful systems to detail and document. So Godspeed. We'll be praying for you and Josh and Mr. Zimmerman.
Thank you.
All right, there goes Joe Biggs from upstate New York standing in the snow. Let's go now to Paul Watson. Paul, you got on a few minutes ago before we went to break. Go ahead and expand on the situation. It really is crazy when you're informed and even halfway paying attention to watch jihad, Wahhabist attacks happening all over the world, whether it's Mali or Kenya or whether it's areas of Syria or whether it's areas of the Middle East or Russia or the United States, and to have the media say it's not Islamic and then to blame American gun owners. Paul, it reminds me of Obama grandstanding with Hollande 2 days ago saying, we're going to pass climate change, global government to stand up to the jihadis, when they're the ones that brought the jihadis in. I mean, are people going to make this connection, or will the mainstream media succeed in covering this up?
Well, it's the narrative is collapsing, because now it's emerged that this guy was radicalized. We know he just recently returned from Saudi Arabia. But still, NBC is reporting that he might have been triggered by the Christmas party that he attended before this rampage.
Did I call you this morning at 9:30 and I said, put out an article saying I bet he got triggered by a Christmas tree? Not seriously, but knowing that's what they do. See, well, then the people deserve to die because of the Christmas tree. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, if he was offended, then obviously the victims are to blame for provoking him, right? That was the argument after Charlie Hebdo. Those cartoonists deserve to get massacred because they were provoking the precious Muslims. So again, the whole narrative, as soon as this came out, there was a report that it was three white guys, completely unconfirmed, when for hours on the police scanner, which I was listening to, they kept saying over and over again, Saeed Farouk, Middle Eastern man, Middle Eastern woman, long beard. That was on the police scanner for hours. And for hours, the left, and I'm not just talking about people on Twitter with three followers, I'm talking about the Marcos out of the Daily Coast, you know, the former CIA staffer. These big left-wing people, Hillary Clinton came out within minutes, blamed it on the Second Amendment, came out immediately and blamed it on all white people. And I've compiled some of these tweets in my video, which has just gone up on Infowars.com. So for hours they were saying, white terrorism, this is white terrorism, why doesn't media say it's white terrorism? Then as soon as it emerges that it's a Muslim and his jihadist wife, you know, obviously workplace violence, nothing to see here, let's all...
Christmas trees are evil, though.
Yeah, so now that, I mean, they're saying...
Think about what freaks these people are at CNN, ABC News, MSNBC. Can you imagine getting up in the morning and looking in the mirror and being just such sniveling, evil, twisting fraudsters? I mean, Paul, have you seen, this is a separate issue of deception, these articles from Vanity Fair to CNN's top stories, where they just misrepresent and twist everything I stand for and then say that Donald Trump now supports all that? I mean, you talk about deception. These people really are criminals.
Yeah, there were articles actually trying to link you and Donald Trump with the San Bernardino shooting in the hours after.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, this is like Trump appears on the Alex Jones show right before the San Bernardino shooting. Like, how is that connected in any way? Like, you're responsible for it because you had Trump on your radio show. Completely ludicrous. And then all these tweets, which are in this video. So when are we going to start classifying white men as terrorists? Maybe we should put white conservative men in concentration camps. We can eliminate mass shootings by making it illegal for white men ages 15 to 65 to own guns. There was a deluge of these tweets and posts. Alan Combs said it was a shooting that probably was targeted against Planned Parenthood, which was 2 miles away. This was in the immediate aftermath of when this shooting first was reported on the media. And of course, when it came out, when their narrative completely collapsed, they all stopped talking about it and moved on to whatever else. And now, if you look, for example, at Salon.com's front page, you have to scroll right down to the bottom to even find a mention of this shooting. So again, they try to exploit it to demonize conservatives, to demonize the Second Amendment.
And when they can't, they just deep six it like Major Hassan, the Marine Corps recruiting centers, and all the other attacks.
Yeah, and it was like after the Paris massacre, don't blame it on Muslims. Fine, fair enough, but you have to analyze the religion of Islam because it's violent and intolerant, and that is what motivates some of these people. So don't blame everything on gun owners. Analyze the motives of the individual and where their beliefs come from.
And stop trying to have tolerant Western men sit down when they urinate. That's a feminist thing where they make, you know, young boys do that to dominate them as part of sexual harassment by the bizarre CIA-run feminist cult of Gloria Steinem. You know, we want women to be free. We know you want to have headdresses on and be mutilated, but we're not going to let you do that to yourself, liberals.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
This holiday season, give your loved ones the gift of preparedness. Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, is offering weekly specials throughout November and December. With these unheard-of savings, the time to prepare your family is now. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. We're so confident you'll love our meals that we're sending a free freeze-dried meal to every listener of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you.
Obama's statement on the jihad attack.
Some way out of here.
We don't know that much yet. It's still an active situation. FBI is on the ground offering assistance to local officials as they need it. It does appear that there are going to be some casualties.
And, of your jihadis?
You know, obviously our hearts go out to the victims and the families.
No, of course.
The one thing we do know is that we have a pattern now of mass shootings in this country that has no parallel anywhere else in the world. And there are some steps we could take, not to eliminate every one of these mass shootings, but to improve the odds that they don't happen as frequently. Common sense gun safety laws, stronger background checks. And, you know, for those who are concerned about terrorism, you know, some may be aware of the fact that we have a no-fly list where people can't get on planes, but those same people who we don't allow to fly could go into a store right now in the United States and buy a firearm, and there's nothing
right
that we can do to stop them.
That is directly from Rahm Emanuel when he was the White House chief of staff, saying we need a no-gun buy list. Folks, they got millions of innocent people on those lists. It's no judge, no jury. They let the jihadis fly back and forth. They let folks with no passports come in. But he goes, hey, we don't have anything to surveil anybody. We don't have any technology. We can just track the InfoWars reporters everywhere they go and know who's there and call their cell phones up. But we have no idea about any of this. We don't understand what's happening. Then he goes on to say, it's unparalleled in human experience, this. You funded jihadis that have killed 300,000 people or more in Syria over the last 4.5 years, Obama. These very people run around and murder folks, men, women, and children. What we have is a media that hypes up mass shootings to an unparalleled level. We're 330 million people. You got some crazy cross-dresser on a bunch of drugs goes and shoots some Planned Parenthood people, some cops. One of your people, as usual, one of your mentally ill scumbags. And then now you've got this guy from Saudi Arabia with his new bride, only being here a few months, running around with bomb factories, and you're blaming Americans for it. And I'm telling you, they could uptick this. Right now, mass shootings are flat. It's a very low probability of death in this country. But let me tell you, they hype enough of this, and just all these weird, drugged-out socialist zombies, that it'll be their duty to go get a gun because they're so anti-gun and start shooting people in just a big false flag fit to blame the Second Amendment because they hate us and they want to dominate us because we're the producers. We're going to go to break, come back with 5 more minutes with Paul Joseph Watson. Then we have the founder of the Weather Channel joining us to talk about this global government conference that's happening right now in Paris, France, that's so important. Then we'll continue after 30 minutes of that back into phone calls. Guest Ja'Kari Jackson is going to go out and to local Christmas trees that the city and state have put up and ask folks if those should be banned because the jihadis might get upset. We should print off the NBC story. You know, it's a trigger for the jihadis and their bomb factories if they see an evil Christmas tree. So we better ban those immediately. By the way, this Thursday, December 3rd, specials, we're extending free shipping right through December 18th. The last date you're guaranteed to get it if you're in the United States before Christmas is 30% off BrainForce. It ends at midnight tonight. That's been running for a week. That ends tonight at midnight. That will end. $9.95 Silver Bullet, unprecedented. 2 ounce bottle of 30 parts per million, super high quality. You will not find it anywhere else, anywhere near that. $9.95, 30% off X2 Nascent Iodine, ultra massive, 20% off InfoWars Select Storable Food. And as the week goes on, those specials are ending. One ends each day. Today it's Brain Force, ends at midnight. Amazing supplement. Check it out for yourself. You're fighting the tip of the spear in the InfoWar. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And you're funding the very tip of the spear. We're exposing these globalists. Thank you all for your support. But these are really great products. Supermill Vitality, you name it. Try it out.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.